David Trone, Democratic candidate for Maryland 6th District.
Say I'm a voter. What's your 20, 30-second pitch why I should vote for you on November 6th?
America needs change right now. We need a check on Donald Trump. We need to bring compassion, competence, and civility to government. My background as a business person, company is Total Wine and More. I started off on a chicken and a hog farm. The company went bankrupt. Then I went to graduate school on student loans and built a company that's created over 7,000 jobs. I believe in investing in people with full-time jobs, medical, and everybody in America has to have medical. But the key difference between us and our opponent is long-term thinking. Investing in people and things like infrastructure, education, opioid catastrophe we're facing America right now, and of course the unjust criminal justice system.
On some of those last couple of issues, what specifically are we talking about? You know, maybe start with infrastructure first?
Yeah. Well, infrastructure right now in America has been put off and put off, and we've got to fix the problem with I-270 and I-81, where people are spending hours and hours of their time sitting in traffic, listening to WTOP, which is great, but at the same time, they could be home with their families.
But what would you do as a member of Congress to actually deal with that?
Yeah, the federal government is going to get involved to help the state government and work together between state and federal government to build I-270 out, a combination of transportation and transit together, the whole way from Frederick down to the American Legion Bridge. And of course, we've also got to help drive Metro, because if we don't take care of Metro, you know, we're never going to be successful.
And on the opioid crisis, what exactly do you think you could do as a member of Congress to help address this?
America lost 74,000 people last year to opioids. I lost my nephew a year ago to fentanyl overdose. America needs a plan that's a long-term solution. The White House just signed a plan for 1 year. This isn't a one-year problem. It's a decade problem. There's legislation out right now in Congress for 10 years, $100 billion over the 10 years. It's the number one issue in the country right now, and we've got to work across party lines. We've got to bring civility back to government and work together, because this is something that unites us and certainly doesn't divide us.
What does the president have to do with this election, or is it all about local issues in the district?
Well, the president has an awful lot to do with the election. Right now, the Democrats were 23 seats short to taking control of the House of Representatives. We need a check and balance system. With the Democratic control of the House of Representatives and perhaps even the Senate after the recent Kavanaugh disaster, you know, we need that balance in government. And so, yes, it's local. It's about constituent services, absolutely. But from a national scale, it's time to get off the sidelines and step up and be part of what's happening.
You've run for, obviously, a different seat before. So why are you running for this seat now?
Right now in government, we've had a tremendous amount of gerrymandering, which we're against. And in this particular case, we have John Delaney has been an awesome congressman. He's running for president right now. And so we've been working hard in this district for the last 15 months. Just this morning, the Washington Post endorsed us. They said it's David Trone by a mile. It was a pretty serious, positive endorsement. And it's a chance to make a difference. We started our campaign up in Garrett County. And we've been continuing to campaign from there to Montgomery County. And we've been out listening to the voters week after week, month after month, for almost 2 years now. And by listening, we've come up with policy positions. I'd encourage everybody to take a look at our website. We have more policy on the website than any congressional candidate in America.
You've spent millions of your own money on these campaigns. What makes you want to be in Congress so badly that you're willing to do that?
You know, there's a lot we can do to help other folks with philanthropy. At Total Wine, we work with over 7,000 different nonprofits just last year. But at the end of the day, the only way we can really help people, we can really move the needle, and that's in areas like medical research, the catastrophe of opioids that's destroying America, the opportunity to think long-term about education for the next generation, community college free, technical school, so we can have plumbers, electricians, folks that put up drywall free, pre-K. We ought to be able to figure those things out. We need a system in Congress that thinks about the middle class and the lower class, not just thinking about the Fortune 500, not a tax cut of $1.9 trillion that did nothing but help the 1%. That was just wrong. That wasn't what America's about. That's not who America is.
How do you think, as just one of 435 people on Capitol Hill, you would individually be able to really make a difference?
What folks don't understand is that as a CEO and having built a business from zero to across 20-plus states across the country, is it's all about working with others. If we work together, local, state, federal, Republicans, Democrats, we work together with civility. We work together with compassion. And of course, we bring competence back to government. There's no question we can make a difference. But by working across the United States, again, there's so much more that unites us on these key issues than divides us.
Talking about being able to represent this district, obviously all the way from Western Maryland down into Montgomery County, how do you make sure that you would represent everyone in the district and that you really know the district?
Well, it's been almost 2 years of being in the district, more than anybody has ever been in the district. We set up offices in Cumberland, Hagerstown, Frederick, Gaithersburg, and Potomac. And we're going to continue with offices in all the western counties because there's a tremendous amount of needs throughout the district, from Montgomery County the whole way to Garrett County. But listening and being present is absolutely crucial. And in business, we've learned that if you listen to the customer, if you listen to the voter, you understand their challenges, and then you come up with solutions.
And you're doing okay after your surgery a few weeks ago?
Thanks for asking. I've got a complete clean bill of health. I'm cancer-free. And I'm delighted and honored by the support we've received throughout the district by so many folks that have also gone through challenges in their life with cancer. And it helps you understand the difficulties and why it's so important to have health care for everybody. It's without that, it's just, it would never, you know, our America has to move in that direction.
What does that mean as far as your position on health care if you make it to Capitol Hill?
I support universal health care. All through Europe, everybody else has figured out how to have health care for everybody. President Obama did an awesome job with the ACA. And what's happening right now with President Trump on trying to dismantle health care is wrong. We need to support Planned Parenthood. We need to make sure that everyone has an opportunity and is not blocked because of preconditions ahead of time that block them, and we need to work hard on the opioid issue.
Are you confident you're going to win on November 6th?
The people will make the decision. Certainly nobody's outworked us, I'll tell you that.